Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our study of the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak. And we will begin today with Maimer Beis. This is more of a purely Lumdish Maimer. He doesn't get into the so many philosophical ideas. But as always, the brilliance is astounding. It says in the Torah that a Toshav and a Sachir are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, a Ger Toshav, a Sachir, both of them Goyim. A guy is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. The Rambam says that the Pasuk is not talking to the guy. It's not telling the guy not to eat from the Karban Pesach. It's telling the Jew not to feed the guy. The Kesef Mishnah explains, how does the Rambam know it's talking to the Machil, the feeder, or not the Ochel, the eater? The answer is because the Torah doesn't talk to Goyim. The Torah only talks to Jews. So Memela, when the Pasuk says that a guy is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, it must be talking about the Jew not feeding the guy, but it's not talking to the guy. Comes the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yud Gimel. Unerat Gefrekta Kashish, Shtaka Kashish. You, the Kesef Mishnah, say that the reason the Rambam has to explain that it's talking about the Machil and not the Ochel is because the Torah, it doesn't talk to Goyim, the Torah talks to Jews. What about the Pasuk of Ben Necha Lo Yochal Bo, which is talking about a Mummer, that a mummer is not allowed to eat, an apostate is not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. There you would expect, according to the Kesef Mishnah Svara, that it would be talking to the mummer himself, because the Torah does talk to mummer. The Torah doesn't talk to Goyim, it talks to mummer, and mummer is a Jew, just an apostate Jew. And yet the Rambam there says that it's talking to the Machil. This is up to the Kesef Mishnah. Why should the Rambam say it's talking to the Machil? Why doesn't the Rambam say that it's talking directly to the Ochel? I understand why Toshav and Sachir are talking to the Machil. Because there it's Goyim, like the Kesef Mishnah says. But if that's true, then why here is it talking to the Machil also? By a Mummer? It should be talking to the Ochel, because the Torah does talk to Jews. That's the Kesef Mishnah, that's the Michal Schinuch's Kasha. So Rav Hutner's Teretz is as follows. The Rambam explains in the ninth parak of Hilchos Melacha, Melacha Aleph, that various mitzvahs were given at different times in history. Adam was given, Noach was given, Avram was given Bris Milah, Yidavin Shachris, Yitzchak was Mafresh Meiser, Yidavin Mincha, Yaakov Gid Hanoshe, Yidavin Meiriv, and then in Mitzrayim, Amram was commanded extra mitzvahs, Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nishlam HaTorah Al Yado. Until comes Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah was completed through him. So what do we see? We see that there's a fundamental difference between the mitzvahs of Moshe and the mitzvahs of Amram. When it says the Torah was completed through Moshe Rabbeinu, it means everything Moshe Rabbeinu got. Even those mitzvahs in Mitzrayim, not only at Sinai. Even the mitzvahs in Mitzrayim are considered Hashlamas HaTorah. But what was given to Amram isn't considered Hashlamas HaTorah, the completion of the Torah. Why? We see that the mitzvahs of Moshe are on a different madrega than the mitzvahs of Amram. Mitzvahs of Moshe are Hashlamas HaTorah, and the mitzvahs of Amram are not. Why is that? The reason is because the mitzvahs given to Moshe are part of the Seder HaYitziyah Mitzrayim. And since Yitzias Mitzrayim is a Maisa Geirus, like we see in Yevamos and Mem Vav Amud Aleph, that's where we learn Dinei Geirus. And look specifically in Rashi Dibur HaMaschil, Bavo Seinu. So since this is all part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the mitzvahs of Yitzias Mitzrayim are part of the Maisa Geirus, are part of the Seder HaYitziyah. Therefore, all of the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, even those in Mitzrayim, are part of the Yitziyah from being just Bnei Avos, the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to the higher Madrega of Knesset Yisrael. And through this, it has a name of Hashlamas HaTorah. Now, in the Torah, it doesn't say Kareis about Pesach Mitzrayim. We know that normally when the Jewish people, when a Jew doesn't bring a Karban Pesach, Chas V'Shalom Yischayev Kareis. But not in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, there was no kares. And that's exactly what it says in the Tosefta. In the Tosefta it says, Pesach Mitzrayim ain't bo kares. Why is that? The answer is simple. Because if in Mitzrayim he doesn't bring the Karban Pesach, he's going to die. Mela, the Mashkis is going to come. Lingov. And it's going to get him. Like it got the Mitzrayim, it's going to get him. He didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Only if you brought the Karban Pesach, you were saved. So now Rav Huttner says, Gevaldik. It has to be. It's Muchach that the Isser of Ben Necher Lo Yochalbo, Ret Vegin, the Machil, it's talking about the Machil and not the Ochel. Why? Because if it's talking about the Ochel, then this mitzvah isn't Shayach to the Seder HaYitziyah. Because if it's telling a person that you have to bring, that if you're a mummer, it's usher for you to eat the Karban Pesach, so then it's not part of the Seder HaYitziyah. Why? Because a mummer isn't leaving Mitzrayim. A mummer is staying right there and he's dying. So this mitzvah can't be part of the Seder HaYitziyah. And we know that all the mitzvahs commanded to Moshe are part of the Seder HaYitziyah. So if it's part of the Seder HaYitziyah, then logic would dictate that it can't be talking to the mummer. Because the mummer isn't leaving, the mummer is staying, the mummer is dying, the mummer doesn't have shaychus to Am Yisrael. The mummer is an apostate. He takes himself out. He's going to die when he's a mummer's not going to bring the Karban Pesach. He's not going to want to bring the Karban Pesach. He's going to die on the spot. So it can't be that the pasuk is talking to him, saying that even if you want it, you can't. It's usher. Because then it's not part of the Seder HaYitziyah. It has to be part of the Seder HaYitziyah, and this person is not leaving. And if this person isn't leaving, then it would emerge that if the Torah is saying you can't eat the Karban Pesach, this is like a mitzvah given to Amram. The mitzvahs given to Amram are shaykh only to Mitzrayim. They're not shaykh to the Seder HaYitziyah. It's not part of leaving Mitzrayim. Any mitzvah given to Moshe has to be part of the Seder HaYitziyah. And if here we're talking to a mummer, since a mummer is clearly not leaving, he's going to die, the mashus is going to get him, he's not going to want to eat the Karban Pesach, even if he wants to. So, he's not going to be allowed to. So he's staying in Mitzrayim, he's dead. So if that's the case, then this mitzvah isn't shaykh to the Seder HaYitziyah. And yet, we've still learned in the Rambam that all mitzvahs given to Moshe are part of the Seder HaYitziyah. That's what it means. V'nishlama Torah al-Yado. That's part of our leaving Egypt. That's part of our aliyah from being Bnei Avos to being Knesset Yisrael. Kibalnu shidrug, as they say in modern Hebrew. When you go up a level, or go up many levels. So according to this now, we understand that the lav of Ben Necher Lo Yochel Bo has to be talking about to the Machil. Because the Ochel isn't leaving. And if the Ochel isn't leaving, if the Mummer, who this Pasuk is forbidding to eat, is not leaving Mitzrayim, then the Pasuk isn't Shaykh to the Seder Yitziyah. The only way it could be talking about people leaving Mitzrayim is if it's talking to people who could potentially feed a Mummer. Ah, it's talking to people who could potentially feed a Mummer. Now, that's how the Rambam says it must be talking to the Machil. Because the Machil is the only one leaving Mitzrayim. Now, this pasuk of Ben Necher Lo Yochel Bo is talking both about Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach for all the generations. And they must be talking about the same illustration, the same tziur. So Mimela, if in Pesach Mitzrayim called Ben Necher Lo Yochel Bo is talking to the Machil because the Ochel isn't leaving and therefore it's not shaykh to the Seder Yitziyah. So it has to be talking to the Machil. So to Lidoros, it's also talking to the Machil. So that's how the Rambam knew that Ben Necher Lo Yochel Bo is talking to the one feeding the mummer, not to the mummer himself. It can't be talking to the mummer himself because the mummer isn't leaving Egypt. And therefore the pasuk which is talking to people leaving Egypt can't be talking to the mummer. Therefore it has to be talking to somebody who could potentially feed the mummer. That is all the Pachat Yitzchak, and that is his pshat in the Rambam. So how does the Rambam know that the pasuk of Toshav and Sachir feeding Goyim is talking about a Jew, about the Machil, the Jew, and not to the Goyim, that we have the Kesef Mishnah, that you can't have an Azhara on an eater because he's a Goy, the Torah is not talking to Goyim. And why, how does the Rambam then know that Ben Necher is talking to the Machil? Maybe it's talking to the Ochel, that's a Jew. The answer is, since the Mummer is not leaving, then the mitzvah is not part of the Seder Yitzhiyah. And since the mitzvah has to be, because it was given through Moshe, it must be talking to the Machil. I would like to add from the Meshech Chochma, Hagoyin Rav Meir Simcha, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Gimel, he brings from Unkelus. Then Unkelus is Metargim, according to the Medrash, that Kol Ben Necha Lo Yochal Bo is Kol Bar Yisrael De Ishtamit, an apostate, is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Why? He says, what was Machriach? What force? What compelled the Targum Unkelus to say that it's talking about a Jew that it was an apostate? Maybe Kol Ben Necha Bo is talking about a Goy. That Kol Ben Necha Lo Yochal Bo is talking about a Goy. The answer is it can't be, says the Meshech Chochma. Because the Torah doesn't talk to Goyim. Torah is commanding Jews. Mimela, it can't be talking to a Goy, it must be talking to a Jew. But maybe, says the Meshech Chochma, the Rambam's right. And it's talking about the Machil, not the Ochel. Unkelus learns it's talking about the Ochel. The Rambam learns it's talking about the Machil. Says the Meshech Chochma, it can't be also. Why? Because if the Rambam was correct and it was talking to the Machil, it should have said, Lo Yachil Ben Nechar. From the fact that the Pasuk says, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochal Bo, it must be talking directly to the Ben Nechar. Since the Ben Nechar can't be a guy, it must be a Jew who's an apostate Jew. So we see then that the Meshech Chochma rejects the Rambam in favor of the Unkelus. Because it says the Rambam doesn't work with the Rambam. It says, it should have said, Lo Yachi Leben Necher. Don't feed. But the Pasuk doesn't say, don't feed. The Pasuk says he shouldn't eat. So therefore, it must be directly talking to the Mummer. Of course, Rav Meir Simcha didn't see this Pachat Yitzchak. So he wouldn't know how to deal with the Pachad Yisak's problem of it can't be talking to the Mummer, because this is all part of the Seder HaYitziyah Mitzrayim, and this mitzvah was given to Moshe, and since the Mummer aren't leaving, it's not part of the Seder Yitziyah, so it must be talking to the Machil. In any event, from his diuk in the Lashon HaPasuk, he says it can't be talking about the Machil. So we're left with the Unkelus, who says, Kol Bar Yisrael De Ishtamad, or an Argir, so we have Bar Yisrael De Stalik, as Rabbi Cooperman points out in his footnotes. Rabbi Cooperman, besides having the school Michlala, which educated many, many young Jewish women, not only to be Ovdos Hashem and Tzidkanios, but also to marry nice Jewish boys and have beautiful families, he also wrote a phenomenal annotation to the Meshech Chochma, footnotes, sources, explanations. It's always a pleasure to read the Meshech Chochma together with Rabbi Cooperman. So he points out that our gear says Bar Yisrael Distalik. So we have Unkelus that says it's talking about the Mummer himself, and we have the Rambam who says it's talking about the Machil. Okay, now we will continue onwards. We will plow forward this Yad Dishmaya, and we will move to Maimer Ayin Tes. How does that sound, sweetest friends? How does Ayin Tes sound? Sounds good? Gevaldik. So let's do Ayin Tes. We'll skip a little bit, as it were. We say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Am V'Rom Emanu Mikol Lashem. That's the Matbea, that's the Lashem we use during Kiddush. In Tefillah we use a different Lashem. We say, Ata Bechartanu Mikol Amim V'Rom Amtanu Mikol Lashonos. So it's a very simple deal. We probably said it 15,000 times and never thought about it. When we say Kiddush, the nusach is b'lashon yachid. Atah b'chatanu mikol am, v'rom amtanu mikol lashon. Atah b'char banu asher b'char banu mikol am, v'rom amanu mikol lashon. Lashon yachid. Am in lashon. In tefillah, what's the nusach? B'lashon rabin. Atah b'chatanu mikol ha'amim, v'rom amtanu mikol ha'lashonos. You chose us from all the nations, and you exalted us from all of the tongues. As opposed to in Tefillah, in the Kiddush, where we say, you chose us from all nation, and you exalt us over all tongue. So why in Kiddush is it Lashon Yachid, and Tefillah, Lashon Rabim? It says in the Pasuk, in Vizil Sapracha, Behanchel Elyon Goyim Behafrido B'nei Adam Yatzev Gvulos Amim Lemispar B'nei Yisrael. And the rabbis explain this Pasuk. It's Pasuk talking about separating the different nations to the number of the Jewish people. So what's the separation? It's talking, according to our rabbis, about the Dor HaFlaga. The Dor HaFlaga, the generation of the Tower of Babel, as it were separated into 70 nations. And these 70 nations are the same number as the Jewish people. Because the Jewish people came down to Mitzrayim, B'shivim Nefesh, Yardu Avoseinu L'Mitzrayim. So we have 70 connected 70. So we learn from here that the first impression of the becoming of Knesset Yisrael that was going to come to the world is in the Maisa HaPiluk of the Dor HaFlaga. Where did the Jewish people begin? The 70 people that started the Jewish people, that began the Jewish people in Mitzrayim? That all began with the Dor HaFlaga many, many years earlier in the time after Noach. The end of Parashas Noach. So that's the Dor HaFlaga. So that's the beginning of the Jewish people. So now Rav Futner says this is the Mahalach. So this is the way Rav Futner builds his Ma'amarim. First, he presents the questions, insights, a Mahalach, and then afterwards everything will be answered. So first we have the Diuk of Am and Lashon as opposed to Amim and Lashonos. Now we have the insight that the 70 nations of the world are the root of the 70 people that went down to Mitzrayim, the Jewish people. And now he says, Mahalach HaDvarim Kachu. This is the Mahalach. Which says in the Mishnah, that if you gave somebody money, and you didn't do Meshicha, for the payros that you bought, you can change your mind. You can retract. However, it's not a good thing to do. Because once you gave money, that really should finish the deal. You shouldn't retract, even though Meshicha is the final thing, but the money really should be. You shouldn't retract after you give the money. Even though you have the right to, according to the strict letter of the law. But if you did, then Chachamim say, Mishapara me'anshe dora mabul, me'anshe dora afloga, hu asid li para v'misheina ome bidibura. God, who exacted punishment from the dora mabul and the dora afloga, is going to exact punishment from somebody who doesn't stand by his word. So what we learn from this is, that even though mitzad hadin, a person is allowed to regret, a person is allowed to retract after he just merely gave money and didn't yet do Meshicha, a kinyan of drawing it towards you. He didn't do the proper kinyan Meshicha yet, he only made a kinyan of money. Nevertheless, there is a curse that is upon this person who retracted. What's the curse? That the same God who exacted punishment from the people of the Mabul and the people of the Afloga should also exact punishment from the person who retracts his kinyan mos, and he says, "That's it. No Meshicha. I want my stuff back. I want my money back. I don't want the payros." So such a person who retracts gets the klala of the Anshei Dor HaFlaga and Anshei Dor HaMabul. So we have to understand what the relationship is. Why does the Dafka say that the same God who punished the Dor HaFlaga and Dor HaMabul will punish this person? Why Dor HaFlaga and Dor HaMabul? Why Dafka, these two generations, do we lack in Jewish history? The downfall of various Rishayim, different nations who started up with the Jewish people. I can think of he who exacted punishment from Sancheirav and his men will exact punishment from somebody who retracts his words. That's also nice. He who exacted punishment from, the list can go on and on and on. Go through Tanakh and see how many times the Rishayim got it. He will retract punishment for somebody who doesn't stand by his kinyan mos. So why dafka the Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlag? So we see from this that the onesh of these two generations has a yichud ofi, has a very special nature. And it makes it different than all the other punishments of all the other generations and all the other Rishayim. What's so special about this punishment? So now Rav Futner goes into a very deep mahalach, into the Koach HaDibur. The first punishment in the world we know was the onesh of Adam HaRishon. In the Lashon of Chachamim, this onesh is called Miut Tsuras HaAdam. He niach alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu kapo miyatov. That he made him smaller. He made Adam smaller. And we have to know that there are two continuations of this miut surasa Adam, of diminishing man. The first is in the Dor HaMabul, and the second is the Dor HaFlaga. What does it say about the Dor HaMabul? It says that man after the Mabul was different than man before the Mabul. It says, Lo yadin ruchi ba'adam b'shagamu basar. My spirit won't judge man, he's only flesh and blood, he's only meat. Lo osif l'kalodes adam abavur adam, ki etzel leva adam raminu urav. I will no longer curse the land because of man, because the heart of man is evil from his youth. So these psukim show us that the koma, the spiritual level of man, was lowered in the generation of the Mabul. And therefore the pasuk says, Hashem says, listen, I'm going to have mercy on man because he's spiritually so weak. Shigamu basar, yetzer leva adam raminu urav. So that's the one hemshech, one continuation of the miut surasa adam, of the diminishing of the spiritual stature of man that happened after the sin of Adam HaRishon, after God placed kiviyachol his hand on Adam and made him smaller. And the same thing happened also in the Dor HaFlaga, because it's pashut that the transition from a situation where it was safa achas udvarim achadim, they were all speaking one language, to a matzav of bilbul lishonos, that they no longer spoke one language, that's a lowering of the spiritual value of man. Because what's the spiritual definition of a human being? It's koach hadibur. As Uncle says so famously, that vehi adam nefesh chayez l'ruach memalala, that man as a living being is a talking spirit. In other words, man is nishmas chayim, he's a living soul, and he's dust of the earth. And from this composition of being flesh and blood on one hand, and also spiritual on the other, we have this koach hadibur. That's the Ruach Memalala, that's the talking spirit. So, if that's the definition of man is a speaker, then the Bilbul Lashonos, that man, now the languages were mixed up, and people can't understand, a man can't understand his friend anymore, that is a very serious harm to the unity of man that's created through the Koach HaDibur. And because of this, it's very simple, that Bedor HaFlaga, there was a second miut in Suras HaAdam. This miut in Suras HaAdam is the common denominator between the onesh of the Dor HaMabul and the onesh of the Dor HaFlaga. After the Dor HaMabul, it says that we were spiritually lowered. And after the Dor HaFlaga, that now we can't properly communicate with each other anymore, we are also spiritually lowered. There was a pagam now in our Koach HaDibur. And not only that, but from here on in, whenever Rishayim see their downfall, these are going to be onshim of Yisurim, of Miyut Chiyus. They might be punished, they might be hurt, but there's not going to be Miyut Suras Adam. Miyut Suras Adam is only Adam, Dor HaMabul and Dor HaFlaga. And because of this, this klala of these two generations, that just like God exacted punishment for them, He's going to exact punishment from the person who doesn't stand by His word, are connected. Because if somebody says something and he doesn't stand by his word, he says, I'm going to buy these payers from you, and he gives him money, and he doesn't do it, so he now has a miut suras adam. He did a maisa that's memayit suras adam. Because the inyan of medaber ve'enu mekayim, if somebody says he's going to do something and he doesn't do it, it can't be compared to lashon hara, like sanus, nevopeh, other sins of speech. Why? Because listen to this distinction. It's very beautiful. When a person speaks like Sanus, when a person speaks Lashon Hara or Nevo Peh or Nas Tvarim, his pogam is Koach HaDibur. He blemishes his power of speech because he uses his power of speech for Inyanim Shel Gnai, for filthy things, for dirty things, for unpleasant things, for impure things, for corrupt matters. So that's normally, that's what happens, that's why it's such a serious aveira. You're using your koach hadibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for matters of corruption, for matters of prisus, of moral depravity. So that's one type of averus hadibur. However, if somebody's medaber veino mekayim, he's doing something very different. He's completely devaluing his koach hadibur. Because he says, and he's not mekayim. So what he does is, he's just, like he says, Rav Futner says, ki da'am riyinshi, hu osa milashono smartut. He makes from his tongue a rag, a shmata. So when somebody's misusing his power of speech, it's very bad. What are you speaking? Lashon hara, nivul peh, it's terrible. But here, not only is he misusing his power of speech, he should be mekayim what he says, but he's making now that his power of speech is meaningless. He says and he's not going to do. Like there was once a famous guy, he was famous for saying silly things. So he said his oral promise isn't worth the paper it's written on. So a person makes an oral obligation, an oral commitment, and he doesn't stand by his commitment. So he makes his mouth into a smartut. It's just a rag. It's nothing. So he's humafsidu mekalkel at their koshel koach hadibur. He destroys the value of his koach hadibur. So you can't say that he's just misusing his koach hadibur. Because adarabba, he's using his koach hadibur and making it useless. He's not just misusing it. He's making it useless. So that's the difference between all averus of dibur and medaber ve'eno mekayim. Medaber ve'eno mekayim, somebody who says and he doesn't do, is making his koach hadibur useless. The other people, they're using it, they're just misusing it. Mimela, if somebody's medaber ve'eno mekayim, so we view him as being mevatel the etzem koach hadibur. And as we learned earlier from the Dora Mabel and Dora Flaga, that when you are morid erech koach hadibur, so that is miut suras adam. Like we saw by the Dora Flaga particularly, that they had a miut suras adam when they couldn't properly communicate anymore. So now we see the connection. Mi ishe para mi dora ma mi anche dora ma blu anche dora flaga, the same God who punished the anche dora ma blu anche dora flaga. What was their punishment? They had miut tsurasa adam. Their spiritual stature was lowered, like we saw psukim after the dora flaga that yetzer lev adam v'amenu urav and b'shagamu basar, that now he's on a lower spiritual level. And we saw after the Dora Flaga that there was a Bilbul Lashonos. Now he's also in a lower spiritual level. It's Miut Suras Adam. So this person also is not Omed B'diburo. And therefore, since he's not Omed B'diburo, so that's going to bring upon him more of a Miut Suras Adam. Because Eino Omed B'diburo's Miut Suras Adam. Because we said that the definition of man is a speaker, and he makes his speech useless, valueless. So that's going to bring upon him another punishment of miut suras adam. And that's the relationship, that's the link then between Dora Mabel and Dora Aflaga and Ein Omid B'diburo. Dora Mabel and Dora Aflaga, the punishment was miut suras adam. So too Ein Omid B'diburo, since his sin is miut suras adam, Memela, his punishment is also going to be miut Tsuras Ha'adam. Just like the Dora Mabel and Dora Flaga's punishment is Miut Tsuras Ha'adam. So that's very, very deep and very, very beautiful. Continues Rav Futner. V'chol Miut Achar Miut Eino Ba'al Rabos. A Miut Achar Miut comes to be Merabe when you have two exclusions, it makes an inclusion. Kishehigia Machala L'Pisgatai Hitzchil Malach HaRefuah. When the machala, when the disease reached its zenith, reached its peak, the refuah began. And therefore, the very same nation, whose purpose, whose focus in the world, is to be mevatel the miut suras adam, to elevate man spiritually, And all of its days, it is waiting anxiously for that salvation that will redeem man. And return him to his source before sin. Before all the miyutim and suras ha'adam. V'dinu sheroshem havayata shel umazu yaschil ba'osa shah shebaigia and machas komasu shel adam l'sipis gasa. It makes sense then that the impression of the very start, the becoming of this nation should be when the lowering of man reached its lowest depth. At the last nekuda of Kilkul will start the mahalach of Tikkun. And now we understand why Givaldik, so beautiful, so majestic, Rav Hutner. We understand why B'shivim Nefesh Yardu Avosech Mitzrayim. The 70 people who started the Jewish people when they went down to Egypt is rooted when? In the Dor HaFlaga. Yatsev Gvulos Amim Limispar B'nei Yisrael. They were broken up into 70 nations. And that is the root of Am Yisrael who came down with 70 people. Why does Am Yisrael have to be rooted in the Dor HaFlaga? Because that's when the Miut Suras Adam reached its lowest depths. That's when it sunk the lowest. So when Miut Suras Adam sinks the lowest, that's where the Malach HaTikun has to start. And therefore it's at that point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already began the establishment of the Jewish people. That was the root, that was the Shoresh. Because when you get to the lowest level of Kilkul, that's when the Tikun has to start. Remez l'davar b'tisha b'av nolad Mashiach, as Chazal say. And now we go on to the second part of this mimer. It's very well known that there's a tshuva of the Rashba who explains the stira in the Birchas HaMitzvahs. In Birchas HaMitzvahs we start with Lashon Nochech, Baruch Atah, we speak directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We conclude b'Lashon Nistar Asher Kiddushanu, as if he's not here, third person. So Baruch Atah, blessed are you. And then he sanctified us. We speak to him as if he's not here, b'Lashon Nistar. Explains the Rashba famously in his tshuva that it's telling us the anhaga of God that mitzad atzmuso he's hidden, he himself, and mitzad pulosav is revealed, baruch atah, that's gilui ritzono. As far as gilui ritzono pulosav, we see God, we see his, we are taught his ratzon, that's direct, we can speak directly to him atah. Asher kiddushanu is nistar mitzad atzmuso, we don't see him. So this whole mahalach of using Lashon Nistar and Nocheach, where he's present and not present at once, we only find in brachas, but we don't find in the brachas of Tefillah. Because brachas of Tefillah, we only have Nocheach. Baruch Atah, and that's it. Only when we do a mitzvah, we say Asher Kiddushanu, then we go to Lashon Nistar. Why is that? That the Rashba doesn't explain. Rashba just explains why in Berachas HaMitzvah we start with Nocheach and we go into Nistar. So on one hand God is hidden, on the other hand He's revealed. But why in Tefillah don't we have this Mahalach? So in order to understand that, we have to know what the Mekubalim teach us. That Baruch can mean two different things. Baruch in Tefillah and Baruch in a Bracha mean two different things. When it comes in a Bracha, it's a Shevach. Baruch is saying that this is the praise of all the Bala, of the Bala Brachas Kulan. That God is the Bala Brachas. God, you're the source of all Bracha. That's the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Baruch is in the Tefillah, then it's explained, it's understood as a request that he should fulfill what we prayed for. In other words, halavai shetachuli abracha b'inyan zeh sheni mevakesh aleihu. When we say Baruch, we're saying halavai there should be bracha on what I'm asking. When it's a birchas, when it's a regular bracha, it's a shevach, it's a praise, you're the Baal HaBrachas Kulam. But when it's a tefillah, you're saying halavai there should be bracha in what I'm asking for. And because of this, in Birchas HaMitzvahs, that we start with a praise of Baruch, that God is the Baal HaBrachos, so we can say that even though as far as God's the Baal HaBrachos, He reveals Himself to us, Mitzad is Ratzon, Mitzad is Pulos, we can see that He's the Baal HaBrachos. However, Mitzad Atzmuso, God Himself is Nister, God Kaviyachal Himself, we can't see. Masha'enkein Brachos, Shebetoch HaTfilah, when we're davening, there we're saying, Ba'bakasha, we want the bracha to be revealed in our bakasha, that our bakasha should be fulfilled. There should be bracha on our request. All we're talking about is the gilui ha-bracha. We're not talking about God Himself. When we're saying Birchas HaMitzvah, so we talk about God Himself, so we say Baruch Ata. God, You reveal Yourself when You give us brachos. You're the Baal HaBrachos, and that aspect You revealed, but You're also hidden. That's when we're praising Hashem. But when we're davening to Hashem, we're asking, we're not talking about Hashem Mitzad Atzmuso. It's not a praise. We're not praising Hashem. If it's a praise, we can talk about God being hidden, like in a Birchas HaMitzvah. But a tefillah is a request. It's the request there should be bracha in what we ask for. So there's no place to talk about Hashem being hidden. There it's only Hashem. Just reveal Yourself to us. Make Yourself shown by giving a bracha to what we're asking for. So that's the difference, says Rav Futner, between a bracha and tefillah and a bracha of shevach, a Birchas HaMitzvah. When it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, we're just praising Hashem. So there you can talk about Hashem being revealed as the Baal HaBrachas and being hidden, because that's Musa, we don't know. Masha'enkein, during tefillah, we're saying, God, halavai that there should be bracha in what I'm asking for. There we're only showing, talking to God in His revealed state. And the Mela, there's nothing hidden, there's no reason to talk about Nista, or only about Nigla. And now we get back to where we began. Where did we begin? The difference in the Matbea of the Lashon and Kiddush and Tefillah of Yom Tif. In Tefillah, the Nusach is Atar Baruch Atonu Mikola Amim Vrom Amtonu Mikola Lashonos. It's Lashon Rabbim. In Kiddush, the Nusach is Asher Bachar Banu Mikola Am Vrom Amonu Mikola Lashon. It's Lashon Yachid. So now, after everything we've learned in this Maimer, we have Tuv Tam V'Das and the difference between these two Nuschos. In Tefillah, the Bracha is that we want what we asked for to be filled with Bracha. And therefore it's Lashon Nocheach. Ata B'chartanu, God, You chose us. We're not talking about God Himself. We're just talking about God as He reveals Himself to us. God, make there be, You chose us. It's direct. It's nocheach. And therefore we can conclude, Mikol ha'amim, Mikol ha'lashonos, Lashon Rabbim, from all the nations and all the tongues. Because we're only talking about the gilui of the bracha. Here it's all gilui. In the tefillah it's all gilui. God, reveal Yourself by being mevarech our bakashas. And because we're talking about the gilui, what was the gilui that God chose us amongst all the nations? There were lots of nations around and God chose us. And therefore everything goes in Lashon Rabbim. God, You chose us. Ata b'chartanu. You, we speak to Him directly. Because it's tefillah. Tefillah is a gilui of Hashem. The gilui that He should have put bracha on what we ask for. And when there's a gilui of Hashem, so when He chose us, when there were a lot of nations, the gilui was that even though there's so many nations, God is choosing us. So we can say, Ata b'chartanu, v'romam tanu mikol ha'lashonos. You chose us from all the nations, mikol ha'amim, v'romam tanu mikol ha'lashonos. That's all in tefillah. But in Kiddush, the bracha is a shevach, it's a praise, it's not a tefillah, it's not a request, it's not God reveal Yourself as the Baal HaBrachos. It's not a show, it's not... It's on one hand, it's revealing Yourself as the God of brachos also, but it's also in shevach, there's also a nister. In tefillah, it's only a gilui. It's only a gilui. Show Your bracha in our bakasha. Bless our request. Whereas in shevach, it's both. There's also nister. And therefore we can say in a shevach, asher bochar banu. It doesn't say atab bichar tanu direct. It's in lashon nister. He chose us. Hu bachar banu. He chose us in the third person. Now, if we're talking in when we're saying Kiddush, which is Shevach. And we said in Shevach, we also talk in the Nister. So if we're talking in the Nister, so in the Nister, in the world of the hidden, when were we really chosen? We were really chosen when there was only one nation. When the Aretz was Safa Achas V'Dvarim Achadim, everybody was speaking the same language. Because the Pilug was done when there was one nation and one language. And this Pilug was B'mispar, this separation was 70, corresponding to the 70 B'nai Yaakov. So it emerges then that the truth of the matter is that the Bechira and the Romus of Yisrael, in a hidden way, was when there was only one nation. And that's why in Kiddush, when it's a praise of Hashem, when we also talk about Hashem Ba'atzmuso, Hashem in a hidden way, Kibiyachol. So there we say, only Lashon Yachid, Shebachar Banu, He chose us. Third person, Mitzad Atzmuso, we don't see Him. Mikol Am, from all nation. We use Lashon Yachid. Tabachar Banu, Mikol Am. We say, what we also say in Kiddush, we say both. We say, Asher Bachar Banu, Mikol Am, V'Romamanu, Mikol Lashon. So we have this Lashon Nister of Asher Bachar Banu, not Asher, the emphasis isn't on Asher, it's on Bachar Banu, He chose us. Lashon Nister, because we're talking about Hashem in a hidden way. Ah, Hashem in a hidden way, Mikol Am, from all nation. There was only one nation. There was one nation before everything got split up. When was the hidden chosenness of the Jewish people? Already in the Dor HaFlaga, when everybody was one, was Dvar Machadim. And therefore we can say, V'romimanu, and You elevated us, Mikol Lashon, also Lashon Yachid. Because there was only one Lashon. So that's very beautiful, sweetest friends. Now we have the difference. Why in Kiddush is it Lashon Yachid and in Tefillah Lashon Rabin? And the answer is, because in Tefillah we're talking about Hashem as He reveals Himself to us. And therefore, Atah, we speak to Him directly. Atah Bechartanu, You chose us. Mikol Amim, directly, as He reveals Himself, God, You're giving a bracha on our bakasha. That's the spirit of tefillah, that's the nature of tefillah. So therefore we can talk directly to God, because it's as He reveals Himself to us. And when He revealed Himself to us by choosing us, so that's, there were many Amim and many Lishonos. Masha'en Ken Kiddush, where we said in Kiddush, we also have the nature of the bracha is that God is hidden. And therefore we can say Atah, but also Lashon Nistar, we move over to Lashon Nistar to show God Batzmuso is hidden. So in Kiddush, when we're saying Birchas HaShevach, we talk God as being a hidden God as well, that we don't see. And when we didn't see, when God was hidden, when God's specialness was hidden, so when was that? When He chose us from one nation, already in the Dor HaFlaga, which was the root of the lowest level of Kilkel, when there was the greatest Miut Tzures Adam, then God chose that nation, which is going to be Magdil Tzures Adam, which is going to make man great again, when there was only one nation. And therefore we speak about that's hidden, the hidden God. And when God is hidden, so there's also only, at that time, there was also only one nation. There was only the Dora, there was only Tzav Achas Udvarim Achadim. And therefore in Kiddush, when we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising also meaning the hidden God, Batzmuso Yisbarach Kiviyachol. So when God was hidden, He was choosing us from one nation, and therefore it's Lashon Yachid, Am, and Lashon Atzer Bachar Banu, Mikol Am, V'Romem Manu, Mikol Lashon. And Rav Huttner concludes, V'Havein Heitev. There's a lot to build on this mimer. I'll leave it for you to think about, and you'll call me up, and you'll tell me what you thought. And Amir Tzashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, as much as we danced when we learned this mimer, because if somebody learns a mimer like this and doesn't dance, so then his legs must be hurting him, because you gotta Darf Men Tansen Oifen Tish when you hear something like this. You gotta jump on the table and start to boogie, because there's so many beautiful insights here, so much depth. And Amir Tzashem, we should internalize these words, and we should be Malar Koach HaDibur, and Malar Tzuras Adam, and in that Tzchus we'll see Amir Tzashem, B'vias Mashiach Tzadkenu, B'mehera V'yameinu, Amen V'yamein.